This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR, where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. And tonight's show is one we're kind of excited about because we hope it lightens the mood in the world out there, at least for the next hour, right? We are going to take a moment to honor the class of 2020. High school seniors, this pandemic, it's kind of robbing them of something. And it could be their visions for what they thought senior year would be, how they thought it would end. It could be the satisfaction of walking across that stage to take their diploma. Ceremony is an important part of bookending a chapter of life. So right now, we're going to throw our own little graduation ceremony, very informal, everyone is invited, and we want you to call in and give a piece of advice to the class of 2020. We'll compile it all and then post it online. What's the gem of wisdom someone gave you that you will never forget? What's the advice you wish you had gotten when you were 18? That could be the angle. Or maybe even this. Perhaps there's a senior in your life who you just want to give a shout out to honor them for their hard work this year despite adversity. That's fine too. Call us to talk. Our number is 603-513-7700. The number to honor that class of 2020 one more time is 603-513-7700 or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to callers, let's recap what we learned about coronavirus in New Hampshire today. Residents of long-term care facilities continue to be among those at the highest risk of the novel coronavirus. Today, state health officials confirmed outbreaks in three more long-term care facilities: Corville in Manchester, All American Assisted Living in Londonderry, as well as Kimmy Nichols Center in Plastow. That last one serves adults with disabilities. Also, three more COVID-19 deaths were announced today, bringing the death toll in New Hampshire to 214. There have been 4,231 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state to date. There's a lot more news at our website, and while you're there, sign up for our coronavirus newsletter so you can have all that news delivered to your inbox. That's at nhpr.org. Okay, so let's move on to the class of 2020. As a reminder, I am asking you to call in and give a piece of advice to high school seniors entering an uncertain world in this crazy moment. It's an odd time to do anything, really, but a big symbolic moment like finishing high school in particular. Here are a few ways to think about the advice that we want you to give, right? Maybe you got a piece of advice when you were younger that you just won't forget, that stuck with you all these years because it was great advice. Or maybe it was terrible advice. That would be interesting too. You could call in. It can be something profound, or it can be really, really basic, something like wash your own dishes so your roommates don't have to. Or maybe you are a graduating senior, or maybe you teach them or taught them, or maybe you live with one and you want to step up to compliment them on how well they've handled this crazy experience of missing the final months of high school. You can call in too to give that senior or that class at whatever school you work with a shout out. New Hampshire Calling is live and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700. Also, that email address is nhcalling@nhpr.org. So I've got a guest with me who'll be hanging out for the duration of the show. He's in Manchester. His name is Sudi Lett. Sudi, welcome to the show. First time having you on New Hampshire Calling. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things I want people to know about you. You are head coach of varsity basketball at Manchester Central High School. You're also education coordinator of Granite State Organizing Project. So you are working with youth in a bunch of capacities in Manchester. And the first thing is, like, I feel for these kids. Like, finishing high school, however you did, whatever your involvement was, is a big deal. And, they're missing something. Like, what is it that they are missing right now?
Really just closure. You know, a part of being a high school student is going through, I mean, a student in general, but being a high school student is going through the rituals of, you know, you being a freshman and figuring out the lay of the land. Your sophomore year, you know things a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Your junior year, you know, you're one of the upperclassmen. And then your senior year, you know, you're at the top of the hill and you're able to, you know, go out to, you know, to get all type of accomplishments and different things like that. So for a lot of students, due to the pandemic and the way things shaked out, you know, they've missed the whole spring session. I know at Manchester Central, the baseball season was canceled, and it was really disappointing because I was looking forward to supporting some of my former basketball players who play baseball as well. So
yeah,
just a closure thing and, you know, getting the chance to be a part of the ceremony of walking across the stage and, you know, having all your friends and family there and taking the pictures. It's it's really tough.
And I think, like, no matter what kind of senior you are, right? Like, I'm going to, you know, reveal something about myself, and maybe you got something to reveal too, Sudi. But, like, when I was a senior in high school, I was kind of a slacker. Like, I didn't take school all that seriously. But I do remember so vividly the image of leaving my last final and walking down the hallway and that feeling of, like, freedom and independence.
Yeah.
It was so real for me. Like, do you remember that? How do you remember that moment in senior year?
Well, my senior year was really good. I mean, it ended well. I was the president of the school at the time.
Oh, wow.
I played basketball. And so at the time for graduation, I actually got a chance to sit on stage with all the rest of the elected school officials. And it was very prestigious. It was a time I'll never forget. We had a chance to graduate in it's now the SNU Center, or the SNU Arena. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was the Verizon Wireless Arena. And I believe we were the second graduating class ever, you know, to graduate from the SNU Arena. So I have fond memories of the end of my high school career for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing we got you, because you and I are sort of the opposites in that sense of, like, you were class president, sports and prestigious stuff. And I was kind of just getting by and waiting for it to be over. But so that's good. We're a yin and yang. So let's, you know, we got people on the lines. Why don't we take a call here, Sudi? We've got Justin calling from Newmarket. Justin, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. Justin from Newmarket is on the line. Sorry, Justin, hang on a second. We'll get to you. Are you there, Justin?
I sure am.
Oh, good. Well, I knew you were coming. Just took a second. Welcome to the show. What's your advice for the class of 2020?
All right. So this is something that was never taught to me in high school. I don't really have much as far as age on these kids. I'm only 28 years old, so I only have about 10 years.
Sure.
But We never had a class on managing credit card debt, managing finances, that kind of thing. I know this sounds super boring to say to kids that are about to become adults, but either don't have a credit card, or if you do have a credit card, put your bills on it that you're going to pay every single month and pay it off for the first couple years until you feel comfortable with it. Don't let it get out of control like I did. I ended up spending way too much money, and once I was 23 years old, I probably had like $10,000 racked up in debt.
Oh wow.
And it took me another few years to get down to a comfortable level to where I am now. But there was never a class, unfortunately. Maybe there is now, but at least when I was in school, there was never anything that taught me how to maintain that.
Yeah, Justin, I appreciate you starting us off with very practical advice, right? And true, same for me.
Yeah.
My parents did their best to teach me those kinds of things, but it, you know, I think it feels a little abstract for a lot of people until you do it, right? And it sounds like you really kind of got yourself into a hole you had to spend some time backing yourself out of.
Yeah, and once you get into that hole, it feels so difficult to get out of, and it is incredibly, like, relieving to finally get out of it. But to get into that hole, if I can prevent like one kid from getting into that hole, then this call was worth it. So.
Cool. Well, thanks, Justin, for calling. We appreciate hearing from you and for listening to the program. How about you?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. How about you listening out there? Have you got a piece of practical advice for graduating high school seniors? That's a good place to start. Zero balance on your credit card sounds boring, but man, is that important. Spoken from someone who said he got himself to 10 grand worth of debt within years of leaving high school. What's your piece of advice for the graduating class of high school seniors that are finishing up school this week? Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go to Manchester. Let's go to Shanti in Manchester.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I'd like to give some advice that I wish I'd gotten.
Okay, good.
It's the old adage. They'll hear it many times probably, but don't have regrets. Don't be afraid of anything. When you are young, there's a whole lot of grace extended towards you. You can't really make a mistake. Unless you intend to hurt someone, you can't really do it wrong. Don't avoid things. Don't be afraid of things. If your dreams take a weird turn and it appears to be a place of mystery, follow where your heart is, and keep your people, whoever are your beloved, your family, your friends, who are important, keep that very close to your heart.
Got it. So, to summarize, Shanti, it's, move forward, no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sudhi, we got a bit of a counterbalance so far. Like, don't get yourself into debt and don't regret anything, which actually kind of conflict a little bit, but I mean? Yeah. You could see the two sort of veins of types of advice, like the sort of metaphysical and the very practical.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need both.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a if or an. I think you need both. For some students that we have, they have had dreams of going to prestigious universities.
Mm-hmm.
They've been accepted to these universities and have plans to go there. But financially, it may not make sense. I mean, I haven't told them directly, but in some cases, if you take a look at the core courses for college entry level, as a freshman, you may be able to take some of those courses closer to home for cheaper while you're doing, during the pandemic, where you're able to still, advance academically, but you're not just putting yourself in a big hole, because we still don't know what's coming tomorrow. So,
yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, a lot of people go to college because they want to advance their lives, their careers, their financial viability, but also for an experience. And nobody knows what that experience is going to be. So you're saying, are you actually giving kids advice right now? You might want to consider doing community college, staying close to home, because we all might be forced to do that anyway. Is that something you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely hearing things like that. And, our students are really diligent about being, updated with the things that are going on in our community. And so very recently, there was an article put out in the paper that talked about the difference in cost between online education and actually attending with room and board. And for some students, trying to recoup some of their room and board money because, the classes went to online. So I've just been really flexible in my advice to the students.
Yeah.
It's not a one size fits all type of thing. For some students who are more, who have more resources and are able to still kind of continue on to major colleges and universities, it makes sense for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the students who are struggling, it may make sense to kind of have a different plan or a different plan of attack. So,
yeah, got it. Good advice. How about you listening out there? What's your advice? We've got more people on the phones. We've got emails starting to come in, and we are asking our audience to reach out tonight and tell us your advice for the graduating class of 2020. What's that pearl of wisdom that you got years ago that you won't forget? Or what's the hard lesson you have learned since high school that you wish you had learned back then? What's the advice for the class of 2020? Could be really simple, really practical, or really big. Call us and tell us, and we will share it online at 603-513-7700. The number is 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go now to Jennifer, who's calling from Franconia. Thanks for calling in, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Thank you for having me on the line.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what would you like to say?
So I wanted to let you know I am the technical director at Sugar River Valley Regional Technical Center in Newport, New Hampshire. And we are graduating some amazing students, health science, LNA, who are already starting to help people who are struggling with the COVID-19 virus. So first, I just want to say that we are so proud of all the graduates. And I just, any graduating senior out there, I just want to tell you, as a director, as a principal, an administrator, we are just so proud of what you're doing now, how you're going to overcome, and how you'll move forward. So we just don't want this to define you. That, you know, we're super proud of everything you've done. And as a proud aunt, I have Tyler Richter, who's graduating from Laconia as a sachem. And I just wanted to say, again, as an aunt as well, you know, we're really sorry you have to go through this, but we're excited for the next step. All of you who are heading off to great things, focus your eye on the prize, which is what's coming next.
Great. Thanks, Jennifer. And remind us again, which technical school was it that you were given the shout out to for the senior class of?
So Sugar River Valley Regional Technical Center, which is part of Newport High School
Got
in
it.
New Hampshire. Yep.
Okay.
And Laconia Sachem Tyler Richter.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer, for calling in. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're listening, is there a senior or a class you want to give a shout out to who's done an amazing job in these last few months of high school, you can call us too at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Let's go now to Dr. Joyce Young in Sunapee. Hey, Joyce, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good. Thanks for calling in.
I'm really excited to tell the new graduates, don't ever lose your vision and your dream. Follow your dreams. My life has been very, very circuitous. I took 2 advanced degrees, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, raised 3 children. And at 50 years old, I decided I always wanted to go to medical school. I never lost that dream, that vision. And people were like, you're going to medical school at your age? I moved from Western Massachusetts to Portland, Oregon, spent 6 years in medical school. I've been a naturopathic physician for the last 20 years.
Wow.
So don't ever, ever lose that, even though your life might be really circuitous, like mine was. I came from a poor family. I lived at home while I went for my undergraduate degree. A lot of things came in the way. But I always, always wanted to go to medical school, and it was an incredible, incredible experience. So,
Joyce, let me ask you. So you were 50 at the time. You were about 50 years old. You had raised 3 kids. I'm guessing you were sort of an empty nester or close to it at that time, and
yeah,
that's when
the
you decided.
The children were getting older, yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed home with the children.
Right. My father did something similar with social work. He worked all kinds of jobs, and I'd have to go back and do the math, but I think in his 50s, totally pivoted to social work. And, I think you're not the only one, but it's certainly not easy, right? to have the grit and to make the decision at that age. I'm making a big change, and I'm continuing on with my education in the face of skepticism.
No, actually, it was pretty easy because I really wanted to do this.
I love that.
And,
yeah,
and it was really, really exciting. And so that you don't really want, no matter what kind of obstacles come in your way. Like this coronavirus issue, don't let any obstacles come in your way. You might have to put your dreams off for a couple of years, but don't ever lose that dream. Keep it back in your consciousness.
Yeah.
Because the time will be right, and you can do exactly what you always have wanted to do.
Awesome. Joyce, thanks for listening up in Sunapee and for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Good luck to everybody.
Thank you very much. Sudi, what do you think? Medical school at 50?
Unbelievable story.
Right?
Unbelievable story. You couldn't hear me, but when you said wow, I said wow too. unbelievable story. Really good story. And A story that I'm sure, you know, not just the youth can use, you know, anyone can kind of use that to say that, you know, you keep your dreams in the forefront. I mean, it doesn't mean that life doesn't happen and you don't take care of the responsibilities, you know, to the best of your ability. But it's important that, you know, you don't give up on yourself. And that's what I try to talk to the students about. You know, I've had students that have quit different teams on basketball teams, and my speech to them is the same. I usually tell them that, you know, they're not quitting the team and they're not quitting me as a coach. They're quitting on themselves.
Oh, that's brutal.
And we don't want them to do that.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
We don't want them to do that. You know, these are young men and young women who eventually will go on to college and have families and become productive citizens. And when times get tough and they look back, we want them to have memories of success, memories that they pushed through and were resilient.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story
about
a caller.
Well, stay with us, folks. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. But we want more calls from you to give your advice to the graduating class of seniors right now who are entering a weird world. Call us to give us that little piece of advice that you want to pass along that you picked up somewhere along the way. It's 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. Stay with us.
Hi, my name's Lisa from Concord, New Hampshire. Best piece of advice for the class of 2020, measure twice, cut once. Thanks. Good luck to you all.
Measure twice, cut once. It's very, very good advice. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Graduation is coming for seniors across the state, high school seniors, the class of 2020, but it is not a normal graduation. They are not finishing in the world that, you know, most of us finished high school in. And so they could use a little advice, couldn't we all? And here's the question we have that we'd like you to call in and participate in this conversation. What is the most memorable piece of advice that you've ever gotten? What's the thing that has stuck with you for years that you think might be helpful to young people across the state who are facing this adverse, strange time? We're going to take all of those pieces of advice, put them in one big sort of advice column and post it online, and we'll try to circulate and get in front of a bunch of seniors. But what's that one piece of advice that sticks with you after all these years? Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Sudi Lett is on the line with me. Sudi, we got this really short email I want to read you. I like it a lot. Luke, he says, never let anyone tell you no who isn't authorized to tell you yes. That's pretty good. I like that one.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. Now, Sudi, you grew up in Manchester, and you're working with kids in Manchester. Like, how different a world is it? Or how, I don't want to go that wide, but like, how different is Manchester in terms of graduating seniors and the world, the community that they're growing up in now, as opposed to the one that you grew up in?
Well, it's a lot different. Honestly, it's completely different. Let me just start there.
Yeah.
I graduated Manchester. I graduated high school in 2003. And in my graduating class, we had 500 students, and there were not 10 Black students in our graduating class. That has been flipped on top of its head. Most of the schools in Manchester are predominantly young men and young women of color. And so from that demographic, that aspect, things are completely different. Obviously, when I was coming out of school and coming out of college, there was a financial crisis where I couldn't find a job. So I think it's really similar right now with COVID-19 that, you know, people are really strapped financially and are unsure or uncertain about, you know, what they're going to do in relation to their professional careers. I have friends of mine that are finishing up doctoral degrees and master's degrees and different degrees in college. And they're having a similar experience that the high school students are having,
yeah.
where they're going through virtual graduations that are really nice and well-intentioned, but they just don't have the same, you know, juice as being in an arena with your family and your mm-hmm. friends and hearing the bullhorns go off and the long speeches nobody wants to hear, you know, like all of that. I mean, honestly, all of that is an experience.
Yeah.
You know, I remember graduating college really quickly and our graduating speaker, he went up and he just said three words. He said, never give up. Mm. He repeated that three times and walked off the stage. Best speech ever. So,
oh, wow. That's it. You know, he just said that.
That was it. He was an old man. I graduated from Tuskegee University in Tuskegee, Alabama. Mm.
Which is a historically black college. So a lot of rich history there. Yeah.
Yep. And I'm not sure if he was an airman or just a prominent person, but I remember that vividly. He just said that three times, walked off the stage, and we were so happy so that we can, you know, start getting called to, you know, get our degree. So,
yeah, that's great. That's a great story. I appreciate that. Never give up. Well, if you're listening out there, we want you to reach out and let us know, what's that piece of advice that you will never forget? What's the thing that sticks with you after all these years? Tell us about it. We're going to compile a list of pieces of advice, little pearls of wisdom that we want to pass along to graduating seniors, kids who are finishing up high school this year, in this kind of weird world that we are all in. So call us and pass along that advice so we can pass it along to them. 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. We've got emails coming in too that I'll get to, but as a reminder, the email is nhcalling@nhpr.org. We've got Heidi on the line in Francistown. Hey, Heidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Well, the first thing I want to say is that I'm charmed by the advice from the woman who went to medical school, never gave up that dream. That
yeah.
is so important. Mine is sort of related.
Okay.
I would say to the high school graduates, when you get to college, it may not be right away, but when you get there, be sure to take a strong liberal arts program.
Hmm.
Because even if you want to go, you know you want to go into business or medical school, you need the ideas that come from history courses, from English courses, from philosophy courses. You need those ideas to give you something to think about for the rest of your life. And you may never have a chance, if you become a doctor, you may never have a chance for decades to read really great books.
Mm.
But that's what you need to do.
Heidi, I love that advice so much because as you're saying it, I think back to a couple of the most memorable classes I took here I am hosting a radio program, and two of the most memorable classes that come to mind was a class about the story of Martin Luther King Jr., as well as a class about geological evolution of life, you know, and no real practical day-to-day application in hosting the program, but so important and so influential in how I see the world and how I think. That's such a phenomenal piece of advice, and I thank you so much for calling in and sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Moving right along here, we now have, and as a reminder, the number, we got more people on hold. We got people calling in. We got emails. Jim from Concord wrote in, and his advice is volunteer, period. Jobs will come and go and careers will change, but the friends you make and the social networks you build will be authentic and enduring, and the satisfaction that you get in joining with others for a good cause will bring you joy and purpose. Very good advice, Jim from Concord. Thanks for writing it in. As a reminder, our number, so you can give that pearl of advice to the graduating class of 2020, pass it along now at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. I want to bring in a graduating high school senior right now. Her name is Kaylin, and she's on the line from Berlin. Hey, Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did it. How does it feel?
Good.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So, okay, Kaylin, I want to tell people, Kaylin Blaze, you are graduating senior at Berlin High School. And, you know, you've told me a couple different things about yourself, but one thing I'm curious about is, like, where were you at this point last year or earlier in senior year? Sort of how did you envision, did you envision the way this year would end, and how does it compare with how it has ended?
I envisioned it very differently.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking forward to, like, everything happening, like the traditional, like, graduation and, like, awards, and now it's just different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And what were you up for any awards, or was there any particular ceremony or ceremonial kind of thing that you were really psyched about?
Mine was the sports awards. I just kind of like seeing what everyone got, and yeah, I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you played hockey and field hockey?
Yes.
Yeah. And let's talk about moving forward a little bit. You are going to be going to St. Joseph's College in Maine,
yep.
Which after you mentioned it to me, I looked it up, and you said it's on Sebago Lake, and you're not joking. It looks like a like the best campus you could imagine right on the lake.
Yeah.
And you're going to be studying nursing, which is so interesting in this moment. You know, how does this pandemic change or alter the way you were thinking about nursing? Because I believe you made that decision before this all happened.
Yeah. It doesn't really change that much. It just makes me realize that, like, I can just help so many people in, like, different ways. And it just, there's so many different opportunities in nursing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just interests me.
And do you know if you want to come back to New Hampshire after school, or are you not thinking that far ahead?
I'm not thinking that far yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kaylin, congratulations on finishing high school. We're happy for you, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Take care.
You too.
Sudi, do you get, you know, working with young folks every day, do you get that little bit of inspiration from their sort of like energy for life? You know, do you kind of feed off that?
For sure. For sure. For sure. One of the things that I like about working with the high school students is that, you know, they're baby adults, you know, so they want the adult responsibilities, and, you know, I try to give them those. And so it's just really training. And so I like it. I think it's really cool. It's fun to see them, you know, have dreams, and for me to think, hey, that may not work, but let's see, you
yeah.
know, and it's just awesome. It's really cool to kind of explore every day, get to know them, get to know their families. I've worked throughout the district. So, you know, you meet a family member in fifth grade, you see them come up, and then you go back to fifth grade, there's another one. So it's
yeah.
really cool working
That's
with
great.
The students.
Awesome. Yeah. And as a reminder, folks out there, we are compiling your advice for the graduating high school class of 2020. We are getting this really cool mix of very practical pieces of advice, like don't have credit card debt and go to a liberal arts school, and then really sort of big picture things like just don't give up. So if you're listening right now and you can remember a moment that somebody who meant something to you gave you a piece of advice that you just will not, cannot forget, and that you want to pass along, pass it along. Call or email us right now, and we'll add it to our list that we will be sure to pass around the state to graduating seniors. Our number to get on the radio here with me is 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go to Mark in Peterborough. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Okay, no problem. What's your advice?
This is Mr. Waltz's rule, and that is don't let anybody live rent-free in your head. And
okay, so who's Mr. Waltz? Let's start there.
Mr. Waltz was my best friend's dad, and he kind of looked after me at a time when my parents were getting divorced.
Mm.
And that was his thing. If you know, you'd be worried about something, you'd be mad at somebody and sitting there fuming and stewing, and they're off scot-free. They're not thinking about you. They're not losing time or wasting time.
Yeah.
And it was just, it stayed with me for a long time. He had other rules. He had many rules, Mr. Waltz did, but that one in particular,
that
served me well.
That is great. I have never heard that. Don't let anyone live rent-free in your head. If you stop and think about that, we all know that has happened to us, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
man, and it's nice because it combines the sort of rent-free aspect, the sort of practical, right? Like, you know,
and that's him. That was him to a T. He was a practical guy.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Mark. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Yeah, absolutely. We've got people on the phones. If you're on the phone right now, stay with us. We've got emails coming in. We're going to take a quick break. More advice to the graduating class of 2020 in just a minute. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling, and I'm Jack Rodolico. This is a show where we help each other navigate daily life in a time of this crazy pandemic. We appreciate you listening. We are live in Concord, and we are taking your calls, your advice for the graduating class of 2020. Quick forward promotion for tomorrow night's show, though. I want to let you know this one is going to be good. We're going to be doing a show about dating in this pandemic. Not something that I have to think about these days. I've been happily married for 10 years, but a lot of people are living that reality of, you know, you just started the relationship when this happened. You're on the apps. You are managing new relationships and you now this, right? So how are you doing it? Let us know in advance how you are dating in this pandemic by emailing us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Right now, more advice for the class of 2020. Sudi Lett is on the line with me, head coach of varsity basketball at Manchester Central High School, also education coordinator of Granite State Organizing Project. Sudi, we've got people on the phones. Why don't you and I take a break on bloviating, and we'll let them give us some advice. How about that?
Perfect. I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm ready
cool.
To
me too. We got a lot of people. So let's get to Mary in Grafton. Hey, Mary, welcome to the show.
Yes. I am a retired educator.
Okay.
But I graduated from a high school in Ohio in 1958, and our class motto was not finished, just begun. And I think that's a wise advice for whatever level you might be finishing right now.
Wow, it stuck with you all these years, too.
Yes.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Not finished, just begun. Another good one. Let's go down the line here. We've got Rod calling from Tuftonboro. Hey, Rod, welcome to the show. Sorry, did I get your name right? Is this Rod? Yeah, Rod. Rod, we're going to come back to you, but I think you stepped away from the phone for a quick second. Unless you're there. Hello. Let's go to Ken. Ken in Jefferson. Hey, Ken. Welcome to the show. We're going to get one of them. Stay with us, folks. Ken in Jefferson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Good. Magical live radio. Sometimes that happens. Hey, Ken. Thanks for listening. What's the advice you want to pass along?
Well, when I was choosing colleges back in the day, I wanted to go to a certain college, and my family had recommended another one for me. They allowed me to go to the college that I had chose, and I absolutely hated it. And now looking back, I wish I went to that first college, but you always get second chances, and I went back again. So never give up, even if you get disappointed. But listen to your family. They do know better.
That's a tough pill to swallow, but we'll add it to our list, and we appreciate your story. Thanks so much for calling in, Ken.
Thank you very much. Long time listener.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks so much. Let's go now to Susan in Nashua. Susan, what's your advice for the class of 2020?
Hi. I actually am a former.
Sorry, your phone's cutting in and out. Could you say that again?
Sure.
I'm going to try one more time, and then we might have to go. Can you say something for me?
Hi.
Do you have some advice for the class of 2020?
I'm a former high school teacher, and I've gone through some hard things myself, and I just want graduates to know that it's really okay if some days it's just hard.
Isn't that true? Yeah, you just gotta accept that sometimes, right?
Yeah, and they'll feel the motivation the next day. Maybe they'll do the hard work that they know that they can. but it's really okay if some days it's just hard.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. We'll add that to the list. And pretty apropos right now for this crazy moment. We appreciate hearing from you.
Sure. Thank you. Big fan.
Yeah. Okay, from Nashua, we're going to go not too far away to Milford to another high school senior who I'm really excited to invite on the show. Kat, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, so Kat, this is Kat Rayano. Did I say your last name right? Rayano?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. So Kat Rayano, graduating senior from Milford High School. Let's go back to the same question I asked the other senior we had on. What did you think? How did you think this was going to end? And how did it actually end for you?
Well, for the past 3 years, I've been thinking, like, oh, it's the end of school. It's really nice. Like, finals are out of the way. We usually have a half day on the last day on finals week. So normally, like, I get to hang out with my friends and all those things. And then graduation is normally, like, the week before, and I'm in band. So we normally play Pomp and Circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really looking forward to, like, I would get to do that one last time, and I would get to, like, be the one walking on the stage when the band is playing Pomp and Circumstance. But instead, I feel like it's kind of just, like, really anticlimactic. Like, my last day, I hit submit on Google Classroom, and I watched Netflix.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, you were envisioning Pomp and Circumstance. You had, like, the vision of, like, the way it is, like, quote, supposed to be. Man, what'd you watch on Netflix?
I'm rewatching The Good Place.
Good to know. Okay, so you are heading off to college, whatever college will look like. Nobody knows what anything's going to look like in September, including college, but you're going to American University in D.C., right?
Yep.
And you have a real interest in political science and politics. And I'm really curious, what, if any, influence growing up in New Hampshire had on your interest in civics and politics? Because, you know, your senior year collided with the 2020 New Hampshire primary. So, like, is there a connection there?
There is a little bit. I decided to do political science before I got involved in the election, but I got
Oh, line dropped there. I'm sorry to hear that. Kat, if you're listening, we'll get back to you and try to bring you back on the line, okay? Sudi, you're still there, right? We just breezed through a whole bunch of people.
You know it. I'm here.
What do you think, man? We're riding a wave here. This is like.
I think what the last caller said was exactly how most of the students that I work with feel.
Mm.
Very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
That was exactly the perfect way to put it. And you know, from me being in contact with, you know, several of the teachers throughout the district, it's tough for the teachers as well. You know, they really want to engage their students, and you know, finish the year strong.
Yeah.
And they're just not able to do that as well as they like virtually. So.
Yeah. And these, you know, I think we're hearing this so much about, like, you know, this has been going on for almost 3 months now, I think. And so we've passed a quarter of a year of birthdays and funerals and, you know, symbolic moments. And now we're at graduation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, again, it's like these symbolic moments mean something for us, you know, mm-hmm. right? It's like, and again, I go back to like being 18 and needing a sort of bookend and some, mm-hmm. you used the word closure earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, it's really unfortunate. You know, I think for me, one of the things that I think about a lot is there's a particular student that I worked with, and he plays baseball, and baseball is his number one sport. Mm-hmm. Basketball wasn't his number one sport. And so I was really looking forward to seeing him play baseball, you know, the sport that he loves, in his senior year. And to have that get taken away from me, I was disappointed. So I can't even imagine, you know, how he must feel. And then, you know, the other ramifications that we didn't speak about in the work that I do with the sports, there's recruiting ramifications. So, you know, pass, fail, and all these other things. So mm-hmm. it's just a lot to think about for a student who really should be just be focused on picking out a suit for the prom.
Yeah.
You know, trying to ask for money for graduation gifts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's tough. I feel for them for sure. And, you know, we're all together in this. The only thing that I can say that may give them a little bit of comfort is it's just not high school. It is everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine that medical student who's been in, you know, medical school for the last 12 years,
right,
and, you know, was supposed to graduate and now it's like, you know, so they're in good company.
Yeah, right.
They're in good company and, you know, we're all just in it together, really.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. A quick email. Georgine from Holderness says, the best advice I ever received was actually at our wedding, and I give this to parents and seniors. Advice is like a New England snowfall. The lighter it falls, the longer it stays. That is brilliant. I love that one. And we've got Kat back on the line from Milford. Hey, Kat, welcome back. Sorry we got disconnected.
Hi.
It's just one of those nights on our end. Don't worry about it. So you were in the middle of talking about New Hampshire and politics and whatever influence that had on, like, you wanting to go on to study politics now.
Yeah. It was in, like, October when I decided to get involved with the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it was kind of weird because at that point I still wasn't entirely certain, but I hadn't applied yet. But, like, I guess through canvassing and phone banking and going to, like, organizational meetings and, like, actually talking about the process, it made me, like, more excited in what I had chosen and made me, like, more certain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it also made me pay a little bit more attention to, like, what's going on, not just, like, with politics and elections, but sort of just, like, what the government is actually doing right now. And I think that's been a useful skill the past 2 months.
Yeah. And Kat, did you see any what the government is doing right now? Yes. Very good advice right now to pay attention to that. Did you see any candidates when they were coming through, or did you work for any of them?
I did. I saw Biden and Pete Buttigieg because they both came to Milford.
Yep.
And I met with people from other campaigns at different Democratic events. I also went to the New Hampshire Democratic Convention in September, and that was really cool. So we saw a lot of people talk there.
Yep, absolutely. our executive producer, Maureen McMurray, was in the crowd too, so she's psyched to hear that. Hey, Kat, thanks so much for bearing with us. Thank you for calling and coming on the show, and congratulations. You know, you don't have a graduation ceremony on a stage, but, you know, a good chunk of the state is listening to you right now, and we all say congratulations to you. Thanks so much, and good luck in school.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take one final call. We can squeak in one more call. Paula in Portsmouth. And Paula, if you can keep it tight, that would be great.
Sure. Just quickly, for what I would say is word integrity. My mom and dad both taught me that you're only as good as your word. And once you lose your word, it's really hard to get back. So you always want to be in integrity with everything you do.
That's great. Thank you, Paula, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the call, and that was great advice, and my kids live by it, too, so that's good. Thank you for doing this. This is really great for those seniors. I feel bad that they got gypped, but I hope they can just work through this and find the good in it somehow.
Absolutely, and thanks for your thoughts, Paula. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Okay. Sudi, again, it was a bit of a wild ride there, you know, we're pretty short on time, but is there anything in particular that, you know, did you get a piece of advice out of tonight? Was there something that, you know, you're not going to forget?
Well, one thing I don't want to forget, I just want to congratulate all of the graduates of the class of 2020.
Yeah.
It's very, very important that they understand the work they did, especially the online work was completely worthy. And it was a noble, noble effort on the part of the students, administration, and staff. So congratulations to everybody on finishing the year out strong, despite everything we went through. And I want to say the main takeaway that I have is similar to the one I had when I was in college. You know, you have a plan and you just keep working it and you never give up and, you know, you try your best. One of the callers said measure twice and cut once.
That's right.
I think that's really good advice.
Very good.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, cool. Well, a couple final emails. Janabeth said one of the best pieces of advice I ever got is more of a reminder. She got it in a fortune cookie. You are never bitter, deceptive, or petty. And Samantha wrote to say, learn a trade. All good advice. Sudhi Lett, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was great to have you. Hope to have you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep.
Take care.
Thanks to everyone who called and wrote in. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk, Class Clown. Our community engagement producer is Pete Nakos, most likely to be president. NHPR's managing editor is Corey Princell, valedictorian. Our show's executive producer is Maureen McMurray, captain of the cross-country team. And Ed Bruder ran the board tonight. Extraordinaire board operator. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, king of the high school slackers. And remember, we are all in this together.